In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So here we are, the Sunday after the Transfiguration, and our gospel is a perfectly fitting one. For immediately after the account of the Transfiguration in Matthew, where Peter, James, and John, having witnessed the divine glory of Christ, which was attested to by his Father, who said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Immediately after this, we encounter in the gospel a man and his suffering son. That he brought his son first to the disciples who were not able to cast out the demon that plagued him. And so then this man brought his son to Christ. And what a beautiful image. This father is a persistent intercessor on behalf of his son. A great example of imitating the Theotokos, whose Dormition we're about to celebrate, and all the saints who constantly intercede on our behalf. So after Christ heals this man, his disciples come to him and say, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus responds that it's because of their lack of faith. And yet these are his disciples. It's not that they had no faith. Some of these very disciples were the ones who just witnessed his transfiguration on Mount Tabor. The divine light shining forth from him. And they all knew, as much as they could before the resurrection, who Jesus was. They desired to help this man and his son. And they were bothered that they could not. And from this, we can surmise that they had been able to help others. Otherwise, they would not have been surprised. And they wondered, why could I not do it this time? And so we're brought back to this explanation of Christ. Because of your lack of faith. Was it perhaps that they did not have enough faith? Or perhaps, and more likely, they had faith in the wrong thing. In themselves rather than in Christ. But more than this desire to help, which they had, one more thing was necessary. They needed faithfulness. Not only faith, but faithfulness. Action and follow through. Brothers and sisters, our Christian faith is not just a collection of ideas of, you know, here's the creed, yes, I believe everything that's in it, okay. I have faith. The devil and his demons know all of that to be true. And yet the difference between them and hopefully us is a life lived in faith. And in this case, Jesus specifically identifies prayer and fasting as necessary elements. So two things are needed. The desire and the faithful follow through. And we hear at the very end of today's epistle, St. Paul encourages the Corinthians, "Be imitators of me." Now, we as Christians are not called to be trailblazers in the spiritual life. The path of salvation has already been worn for us. First and foremost, by Christ on the cross, as the perfection of humanity and the divine glory of his Father. This path is further worn by his holy and pure mother, who in her obedience to God dedicated her whole life to him. And indeed, by all the saints whom we are surrounded with, who through their lives have demonstrated what it is to live faithfully. And when we try to go in a different direction, the most likely result is that we increase our struggle and get lost. But this worn path of salvation, while it may be arduous, it may be difficult, is safe. You can see where your next step is going to be. You are unlikely to trip, to get injured or lost. And so as St. Paul imitated Christ, let us imitate him. He lists all of these things: foolishness, weakness, disrepute, hunger, thirst, homelessness, hard labor with your hands, being reviled and persecuted, slandered and treated as the garbage of the world. And yet, through all of this, it was done with endurance, while blessing and conciliating. So all of those things that he listed, I tend to think of as unpleasant. I don't want to be treated like garbage. I don't want to be seen as foolish. I don't want to hunger and thirst. I don't want to be persecuted. And certainly we don't seek these things out. But when we encounter any of these types of hardships, we strive to avoid anger, despair, doubt, judgment, but rather to endure these things in faithfulness. Because we have so many great examples of what it is to struggle faithfully set before us. And as often the trap that we all tend to fall into, we think that it's enough, and by we, I mean I sometimes, think that it's enough to know that Christ said, you should do these things. Okay, well, I know, thank you, I know that. No, I'm not going to do them. But in all things, we do have to be content to endure what God has allowed in our life and find our salvation there. In enduring difficulties faithfully, we root out those passions that have grabbed hold of us, and in their place, we build up a virtuous life, transforming that illness of sin into full health. Again, we are not trailblazers. This is not some new idea that your priest is coming up with. But this is an ancient truth which the apostles understood and passed on to us. And as I said earlier, it's easy to forget or ignore because it's unpleasant. Right? Out of sight, out of mind. If I don't think about it, it's not there. And I say this as someone who is still a work in progress in this area. Now, at the end of the gospel, Jesus leaves us with a great reminder. He is so good. How he has foreordained everything for our salvation. Because at the very end of this gospel lesson, he teaches his disciples and us about his coming crucifixion and his resurrection on the third day. Now, you cannot get to the resurrection without first going through the crucifixion. There are no shortcuts. And neither can you cure others before first taking care of yourself. And today we celebrate St. Maximus the Confessor. He was a staunch defender of the faith, and he endured countless sufferings for the sake of Christ. St. Maximus taught that the faithful one displaces the mountain of his own vice, and through God's strength, not our own, but through God's strength, we become like the apostles, enabled to heal illness and cast out demons. And then he clarifies, to cast out demons, that is, putting the activity of passions to flight. When we dispel, when we get rid of, root out those passions in ourselves, we have cast out demons. Not sort of, not kind of, not in like some, you know, ethereal sense, but really, we have cut ourselves off from that demonic influence and united ourselves to Christ more fully. So we do this first in our own life, and then through our intercessions for other people. And so let us be imitators of these faithful ones, so that we might hear in the last day, not, as we heard in today's gospel reading, O faithless and perverse generation, but rather, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master. Amen.